Joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Jody Kennedy. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Terry.
It's a beautiful day out in Colorado. It is a little on the warm side, but it's a great day to be outdoors. And, you know, that's kind of the attitude the general public has taken the last few years, that every day is a great day to be outdoors. And we are seeing a tremendous use of our outdoor facilities, including parks and wildlife. And it's an outdoor state. People like that. So Parks and Wildlife has been trying to come up with ways to more efficiently use our resources, to partner with people to take advantage of our resources. And you're going to talk to us about one of those programs, aren't you?
Yes, that's right, Terry. And thank you so much for having me on the show this morning. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about this, the Outdoor Regional Partnership Program. Is this something new?
This is new. Yes, this is a locally rooted approach to ensuring that Colorado remains a world-class outdoor destination while preserving our land and our water and our wildlife. And just as you said, we've seen a lot of increase in the outdoor, in use in the outdoors. And so this initiative actually first got its roots back at our Partners in the Outdoors Conference in 2016, when a group of leaders came together from land management agencies, from various outdoor interests, from our hunting and fishing to trail users to state and local government, all got together. And this was back in 2016, and sort of recognized that with increasing demand of our outdoor recreation resources, we would be better off if we could find ways to work together to come up with priorities and strategies to better balance our conservation and outdoor recreation needs in the state. So that led to the formation of a statewide coalition called the Colorado Outdoor Partnership, and they continue to meet regularly. And now, as you said, we now have a new initiative where this group of partners is working closely with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and we're really looking at how we take this partnership concept to the local and regional level, kind of understanding that the folks and communities across the state have a good understanding of what the pressures are, what their needs are, and what their priorities are moving forward. So this idea of working together and working collaboratively, as now we're really trying to bolster it at the regional level. And CPW is offering funding, and we have full support from our governor and our Department of Natural Resources. We also have a really strong partner in Great Outdoors Colorado. So to get this initiative off the ground, we offered funding for grants to regions who have coalitions or want to form a coalition, and offered them funding to basically bring those folks together to form their own partnership and start joining the statewide conversation about how we balance our conservation and outdoor recreation needs.
Well, it makes a lot of sense because obviously Colorado Parks and Wildlife is a statewide organization, and there's, I think, 42 parks, so there's different areas that you manage, but to expand and take advantage of regional resources. And, you know, Parks and Wildlife isn't only managing parks. You're managing conservation, managing wildlife areas and opportunities. But the opportunities and the roadblocks and the problems you run into out in southeast Colorado up by John Martin Reservoir are going to be much different than what they are up in Craig or up in Meeker or someplace like that. So correct me if I'm wrong, the idea is to get these regional coalitions together that understand the needs of conservation and outdoor recreation specific to their area. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so we just had our second funding round, and we now have 10 coalitions funded around the state. And the coalitions they're very different, just as you said, because they're dealing with really different issues. So we have a Metro Denver coalition that's focused on what are the issues happening here in the metro area where I'm located. And now we have a brand new coalition who's just forming out in the northwestern corner of the state. And they're in Moffett and Rio Blanco counties. And yes, as you can imagine, The issues they're facing out there are quite a bit different. But the general principle is the same, is can we bring folks together across the different sectors? Can we bring local decision makers together with our land use managers, with all of our different outdoor recreation interests and needs, with our wildlife conservation interests and experts and our parks and wildlife staff, and bring them together to really look holistically at their region, come up with a vision for what they want that area to look like, to look at the challenges that we're facing, you know, whether it's intense outdoor recreation demand and increasing pressure, or maybe it's more economically, economic development focused, or maybe it's how to solve a trail bottleneck problem. You know, each area is really different. And so this initiative is intended to recognize those differences, to appreciate and respect those differences, and to allow kind of the flexibility that folks can kind of come up with their own priorities and their own needs specific to their region.
Now, who can form these coalitions, and what kind of grant money is available?
Yeah, that is a great question. So this past spring, we had $750,000 available to support coalition forming, as well as actual planning and research and needs to help these coalitions get a plan developed. So we've got 10 regional partnerships now around the state. They're all at pretty different stages. So we have funding available for folks who are interested in just forming a coalition and might not even have one yet. So an example is Ouray. We've got a coalition now in Ouray, or we've got funding for a partnership in Ouray. And really, that's a group of interested folks who are bringing land managers and interest groups together. And they're just starting to think about what their coalition is going to look like and how they're going to appoint standing members. And then once those coalitions are established and in place, there's funding for folks to do the visioning work and the prioritization to really come up with kind of a strategy for where they want to go in the future and how they're going to get there and how to get folks involved. And I want to highlight Envision Chaffee County, too, because this is a coalition that's been in place before the initiative even existed. And so we've sort of been looking at Envision Chaffee County as a model. And I think they're a great example where they did visioning. They identified their priorities for that area. And now they're actually moving forward and making things happen on the ground. They've done some great critical habitat kind of identification and taken steps to really make sure wildlife populations are conserved. On the other hand, another example is they've looked at issues like dispersed camping, which in Chaffee County has been an increasing challenge, and COVID just made that worse. So they pooled 2,000 volunteers together to go out and map these dispersed camping sites, and then they cleaned them up. And with the volunteer support, they were able to clean up over a ton of trash. They were able to get it done quickly. And it's an example of where if you were just to rely on your state and federal agencies to get that work done, it could take quite a bit longer. And so in this case, you know, bringing local voices together, using the community, inspiring stewardship, really helped kind of tackle these big issues quickly, and were responsive to the specific needs of that community.
Jody, we are out of time. We only have about a minute left, but if people want to know more about this, or if they want to know if there's a seat at the table for them or their group, how would they find out more?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So if you go to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website and you search regional partnerships, it will take you to our page. Our next funding round is going to be announced in this September of 2022. And again, we'll have somewhere in the ballpark of $750,000 available to support coalition building. As I said, we have 10 coalitions now, or regional partnerships formed. They cover about 27 counties and not quite 50% of the state. So there's still a lot of opportunity to form new coalitions and a lot of opportunity for local nonprofits or agency representatives local governments to get involved and think about how they might form a coalition or regional partnership in their area.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Sounds like a great program. We need to really value our outdoor resources in Colorado and take advantage of them. Sounds like a good program. Thank you, Jody.